Let's talk about something that might be keeping you up at night. Cybersecurity. According to Vanta's latest State of Trust report, it's the number one concern for UK businesses. That's where Vanta comes in. Whether you're a startup, growing fast, or already established, Vanta can help you get ISO 27001 certified and more without the headaches. And Vanta allows your company to centralize security workflows, complete questionnaires up to 5 times faster, and proactively manage vendor risk to help your team not only get compliant, but stay compliant. Stop stressing over cybersecurity and start focusing on growing your business. For a limited time, our audience gets $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/wondery. That's vanta.com/wondery for $1,000 off. Because when it comes to your business, it's not just about keeping the lights on, it's about keeping everything secure.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So, I mean, look, here's the thing about this episode. They're all kind of wrong, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, Vihan, I dislike the most. Yeah. But they're all kind of doing wrong shit at this point, and I kind of like that. Where you don't really like, you have to be too strong on anybody's side.
I don't like having to call Harry out for his contributions to the situation, because it'd be more fun if it was just purely black and white. But it has to be mentioned that Harry's been, as my mom would say, a little fresh. Just a little fresh. So Zarina's like, they all get to the restaurant for their big dinner, and Zarina's wondering like how the date's going and everything. And Johnny's saying that they went to a sushi place. So Adair's sitting there looking bored out of her mind, and she's like,
I'm having fun on the date, but like, honestly, my favorite date, I just want to like sit at a bar and watch football. It's kind of like, feels kind of weird. I mean, bless this guy's heart.
And we just see Vihan making the worst dinner conversation. He's like, I had a chicken business. Yeah, I would just go to this place and load up 10 kilograms of chicken. And I had this small pickup truck, and I got it for my 17th for my dad. And I would just go and deliver it to all these bodybuilders for a cheaper price than the supermarket. Wow.
Dude, like, wow, chicken business. That's like the hottest thing that you've ever said, but I still don't have a boner. I mean, this guy said chicken business and pickup truck, and I'm still not interested.
I mean, that's a bad sign. It's the red wine, isn't it? It's the red wine. I'm leaving the red wine scene.
Wow, great story, Vihan.
Wait, I just went on my Instagram and noticed that I had put my pronouns on there. When did I do that? Oh, I'm never drinking red wine again.
Vihan telling a compelling story about how he slashed prices on chicken for bodybuilders. Great. So then
I just love like the small village bodybuilders, like just taking in actual loads of chickens.
No. He found an untapped market, bodybuilders. It's like the chicken was a loss leader.
That made me laugh too. So then 9:23 p.m.
Wait, are you sure it wasn't 9:20 p.m?
That's below deck. It's never 9:20. All right, it's 9:23.
Okay, 3 minutes.
So Serena is asking Harry if it's going okay on deck, and he's not happy. And he's like, you know, I just want it to be better. You know what I want it to be? I want it to be like last time. And it's not like last time. You can never go back. Do you know what I mean? And she's like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that, Harry. I'm sorry, but I've got a nice firm ass to squeeze on this one, so I'll never fucking go back. All right, mate.
Yeah. And Zarina is, while Harry's talking to her, Zarina's just texting, because she's texting, because Vihan's been texting her and saying things like, I can't get a read on this girl, etc., etc., etc. And so then meanwhile we go back to the date, and Vihan is like,
here's the read. The girl doesn't read. That's it. That's the only read you need. Okay, you're both dummies, and you're incompatible dummies.
Yes. So Vihan's like, so there was this call. Do you know Elton John? And she's like,
yeah, absolutely. He's the queer from L.A.
Well, I won't go on record saying that, but yeah.
Twinkle toes, Elton John.
Candle in the wind, am I right? Who puts a candle in the wind? Okay, what you do is make a fire.
We invented light bulbs for a reason, you know what I'm saying?
Light bulbs were made in America first.
So beyond.
You think they're going to tariff Elton John?
I hope so. I heard you can only sing Rocket now because the man part got tariffed. Rocket!
Hey, want to keep Elton John free? Make him in America.
Oh, congratulations. You're still standing. It's called being a deckhand. Am I right?
Well, there's an Aston Martin he used in a music video, a blue one. And the guy I work for, he bought it in an auction. She's like,
oh, wow, that's wild. Wow.
And then I sold him chicken for half off.
Wow. That's pretty crazy. I saw Faith Hill inner tube and once down a river.
Who?
Yeah, I saw her go right by a rock. And you know what she was saying the entire time? Fuck Trisha Yearwood. I was like, wow.
So beyond tech Serena, I don't know. I just can't tell what she's thinking. I mean, God, it feels the same. So Harry sees her texting. He's like, who are you texting? She's like, oh, Vion's been texting me this whole time, actually. And Lara says, oh, my God, if I was on a date with a guy and he was messaging me with another female, I would have turned to one of my pigs and said, can you believe this motherfucker? And then the guy would have said, I would have really appreciated if you didn't bring a pig on the date. And I would have said, would be more interesting and I wouldn't have to. All right. You ask a woman from a farm onto a date and this is what you get. I'd give him a bit of my bread.
Let me tell you something. I would be so hot under the collar that I would actually have hard boiled eggs on my face entirely. So Serena's like
they asked for in the first place. Am I right, Serena?
She was like, sorry, I can't answer. I'm being texted with at this moment, so I have a very important role on this date. And you know what's so funny is that before the date, he grabbed my ass and kissed my neck. And Johnny's like, really? After I told him, no sensual? And Lara's like, it's disgusting. And Harry's like, well, you know what? Vihan's a certain type of person.
Yeah, the kind of person not to even have a discussion about it after it happens.
And Lara's like, yeah, well, how can he be in love with a dare and then do that to another woman? I mean, why does a dare put up with that? Let's have some mess later and tell her.
Yeah. So Harry's like, oh, well, you know, he's not in love with a dare. And Johnny's like, I spoke with him about this, that he needs to stop being so flirty with everything. No sensuality. Who does he think he is, Olympia Dukakis? So Alicia's like, Johnny, if I'm being honest, I like the attention that you gave me. But if you gave that attention to everyone else, I would have to debate your sincerity. And Lara's like,
don't you worry. I am cuttlefish. What's a cuttlefish? Don't you worry.
You know me. They call me Bottom Bunk Johnny for a reason. Emphasis on bottom bunk, which is where I sleep, as you already know, I'm sure.
Well, do you think if you came on to Vihan, he would go for you? And Alicia's like, oh, I'm not talking about... The fish is nice. Isn't the fish nice?
I caught this one in the port. It was a beautiful black and white fish. Oh, no, not the beauty fish.
And Harry's like, I can answer that. And Johnny says, yes, I just hate all this bullshit. And Alicia's like, oh, should we just stop bitching and dance? Let's just dance. So then Adair and Vion join them after their date, and they move on to the next spot. And now Serena and Johnny are having a smoke. And they're talking about Alicia. And she's like, well, from what I hear goes on the radio, I just want to make sure that you're good. You know, I mean, listen, it's not been the messiest season. We need some more mess. So I'm just going to start a whole bunch of shit right now.
Yeah.
You like that? Would you like that, Johnny? He's like, okay, go for it.
Yes. You know, I think that Vian does a great job. Great job. And he's on top of things. And the only thing that
really?
I see...
Does he give you enough direction? Does he? Isn't he like terrible with that? Doesn't really tell you what to do?
No, he's good. He's good. The only thing I see is Harry. Harry, he waits for someone to tell him to even do the simplest things. And she's like, oh.
So you don't think he has what we'd call initiative? Is that what you're saying?
No, but he's... Is that related to sensual? Because he has none of that either.
So then Lara goes to Adair with Bree and Marina. And she's like, all right, girl chat time. Now let me tell you this.
as a pancake to a bacon. Right. Now, so tonight I found out before he went on a date with you, Serena was in his cabin and he slapped her ass and kissed her on the cheek. Dun, dun, dun. And every day I was like, really? That upsets me. I had wine for him.
I could have skipped that whole stupid dating. Like, raw fish, raw fish. God, what's the point of serving raw fish if you don't get to fish for it first?
So Laura's like, you deserve more. Not much more, but something more. And I'm so sorry. And Bree's like, oh, you don't fucking need that bullshit. You need someone that kisses you on the lips once in a while and makes you wonder, where do I stand?
And Laura's like, you know, feel the energy that us females have on this boat. We are girl power. We are girl strong. We are girl on girl energy. Girl, girl. Girl for girl. And Marina's like, we are. I tell my iron every day, I thank God you're a woman. And Laura's like, yes, we fucking run this boat. I fucking love you all. And they hug. And Adair's like, Laura, I think that you're a fucking boss queen. So all the girls have bonded.
Yeah.
Now I'm just confused. Did everybody not know that Johnny was like this whole time? But still, I'll go with it. Yeah. So they're like, girl power.
So then Johnny pulls Vian aside and they stand in front of a fan, which I was so grateful for. Because this season's been so hot and humid. I'm like, thank God someone finally gets to stand in front of a fan. So Johnny's like,
yeah.
Did you send, by the way, did you send a message to Zarina while you're on date? And he's like, bro.
It is messy night. I've heard it is messy night. I shall mess as well.
Time for Greek mess. This is going to be
Greek
like
mess.
This is time for like me to swirl the tzatziki, as they say. So
let's tzatziki it up. Now, I know this is stupid, but these people, they talk. And Zarina said, oh, he kissed me on the neck in the cabin and grabbed my butt. But, bro, don't do this, bro. Even if half of this is true, you're too stupid. Why are you doing this? I told you, no seduction. No seduction.
I love how it comes off like, hey, it starts off like, hey, just so you know, the girls are talking, and then turns into like, why you do this? Why you do this? No seduction. It comes into like a scolding.
Yeah.
So,
and Vian's like, well, it's Serena that's the problem then. And he's like, no, grabbing her fucking ass cheek? You are doing stupid stuff. You're doing it. Untick seduction. Untick.
Maybe I should stop being so nice to the girls, though. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the classic. Okay. It's like a comedian who's like, oh, we can't make jokes about anything anymore. He's like, well, maybe I should just stop being so nice. So Johnny's like, no, people will misunderstand.
This recap started. Oh, we can't even make fun of children anymore. Look how far we've come.
I will still make fun of children, though. So then Johnny is like, he's like, people will misunderstand some things that you might do. And they think that you're horny with all of them. And they even told me what would happen if you didn't jump in for a dare, that you would jump into Alicia. And he's like, no, I would never do that, bro. Ever. Unless, of course, I could. Then I would. But otherwise, I never would.
And he's like, yeah, you're good. But be a little make aware of what people's intentions are. Talking about things happening behind your back. Okay, do not get it. Your eyes are wide like Homer Simpson. So let me tell you, I'm talking about enemies now. And Vian does have that look on his face, like where he gets this really wide-eyed Homer Simpson look. He's like, bro, I wouldn't do this to you.
Never.
Of enemies. Very tall, goofy, string beanie enemies. Watch out, my bro.
I was very rapidly trying to come up with some sort of joke about Homer, Odysseus's Homer, and Greece and Homer Simpson, but I couldn't do it.
I'm too stupid for that.
I'm too uneducated
for that. I didn't graduate to the PE. Okay. So don't ask me.
We can only do so much on this show. Okay. So for anyone who's like, oh, there was a Homer joke there because there's a Greek man, we can only do so much. We acknowledge.
But just know that Ben was smart enough to at least consider it.
Yeah.
Okay. God.
It was a siren song, if you will. A siren song. Odyssey. So Johnny is like, I think that Vian and myself really get along because of the mutual respect, and we both saw beautiful fish today, and that we have so much respect for each other professionally, and it worried me a bit when we flirt with everyone. It creates drama. So now Zarina goes up to Harry and she's like, well, I had a talk with John. She's so messy. She's been messy all season.
The whole thing, you know, and we give Vion the shit for spreading the virus all around the boat. But Lara and Serena are both doing it now, too. And I think they're just like, OK, you know, if Jason's not going to help us get rid of this guy, let's just go to work.
Yeah. So, but it's like retaliation mess
all over.
Yeah. It's like retaliation mess, whereas Vion's messy, like, of no accord. He just is messy. So then Zarina's like, so.
Well, they're smarter, right? Yeah. Their mess is smarter. Vion's just an idiot.
Yeah. There's like, targeted dummy mess, which feels good, whereas his mess is like born out of stupid insecurity and Napoleon complex.
Right. Like, we can appreciate the art, the artistic integrity of their mess.
Yeah.
Whereas his is just, you know, his is just whipping out your wiener and trying to pee your name in the snow. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, mess. They're artistic mess.
Yeah, he's like Homer Simpson and they're like Homer, the real Homer.
Yeah, they're calligraphy and he's like peeing his name in the snow. There. I finished it. It only took me about 10 minutes.
Why can't those be the same?
Take that, Homer.
Hey, Elmer, why don't you write an ode about that? So Zarina's like, she's like, so Harry, I had a talk with Johnny and basically he thinks that Vion works really hard and that you just wait around for orders and you don't use initiative. And Harry's like, what? Is that what he said? Is that what he really said? Where is he? She's like, no.
Where's Johnny? Where is he? We're going to discuss this right now.
I'd love to tell him that he didn't rinse the sun deck properly, that I cleaned it for him. He's like, no. He's busy kissing Vion's ass. That's why there's an issue. Oh, no, am I starting drama?
Well, let me tell you this, and I don't like to curse, but I am not happy. I'm not happy right now.
Oh, no. Harry, stop speaking so violently.
So now they head back to the boat, and in one van, Harry's like, I thought Johnny would be on my side, but he's saying I have no initiative. I've had enough. Let's get out of this van. I'm very angry right now.
and then in the other van, Alicia turns to Darren and goes, so how is it dating your boss? Which I was like, thank God. It only took like 45 seasons of all these Below Decks for someone to ask this question.
And Vion says, oh, shut up. When we work, okay? So now it's 11:30 p.m. We're getting closer.
Oh, my God. And it's also 11:30. Shocking. Not 11.
Yeah, that's how you know shit's really fucked up in Below Deck world.
It happened.
But they're like, and now an even time.
Clean number. So they're going to do Hot Tub Truth or Dare. And honestly, thank God for all this controversy that made us have to, we were able to skip Truth or Dare. I mean, you guys just did this last episode. So Harry's like, they're getting ready. They're changing. And there's three guys in this tiny room and there's simmering tension. And Harry's like, so are we going to go to the hot tub? And Vion's like, I don't know, bro. It's like, why? I've been hearing so much shit tonight. He just said, I don't know, bro. So Vion is mad at Harry, even though when Johnny gossiped, he was like, Zarina told me that you were all over her. But now Vion is blaming this all on Harry. Maybe because Harry was there when it happened. He assumes that Harry tattletailed.
Right. Well, Johnny was the messy one, but he's not going to yell at Johnny because Johnny's on his team. So he's just going to make it Harry's fault. Mm-hmm. And then Johnny also was being messy about Harry. So it's funny because Serena was the one kind of spreading, but Johnny is the one taking the bullets because Johnny is being messy. I mean, they all are, you know.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
At 24, I lost my narrative, or rather it was stolen from me. And the Monica Lewinsky that my friends and family knew was usurped by false narratives, callous jokes, and politics. I would define reclaiming as to take back what was yours. Something you possess is lost or stolen. And ultimately, you triumph in finding it again. So I think listeners can expect me to be chatting with folks, both recognizable and unrecognizable names, about the way that people have navigated roads to triumph. My hope is that people will finish an episode of Reclaiming and feel like they filled their tank up. They connected with the people that I'm talking to and leave with maybe some nuggets that help them feel a little more hopeful. Follow Reclaiming with Monica Lewinsky on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Reclaiming early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Have you ever wondered how a circus performer could become the most powerful woman in the Byzantine Empire?
Even the Royals is a podcast from Wondery that pulls back the curtain on royal families, from ancient empires to modern monarchs, to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
Before she ruled an empire, Theodora was a teen sensation in circus shows, featuring dancing bears, burlesque performers, and blood-soaked chariot races. But when her star came crashing down, she clawed her way from rock bottom to the very top, using everything from comedy to espionage to get there.
Empress Theodora didn't just survive. She revolutionized women's rights across the Byzantine Empire, like changing laws to let women divorce men, own property, and bring abusive men to justice. For all her work in pioneering, she's remembered as the most powerful Byzantine empress in history.
Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Even the Royals early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
So then Harry's like, what have you been hearing? I mean, you can let it out if you want. Go on then. And he's like, oh, Harry, wow. You know, you're probably the instigator. You be careful, Harry. You be careful. He's like, well, I'm listening. And he goes, no, I don't have to say it to you. What I'm saying is you just be careful. You be careful. I love this little 5 foot guy like, talking up to a giraffe. He's like, you eat one more leaf off of that tree. You be careful. You will run out of trees.
Boys, can we just keep it fucking professional for once? And Vian's like, Vian's basically like, please, we are working hard here. Stop talking behind my back, first off, and stop talking to the interior. And Harry's like, okay. It's like, clear? Okay. Because I've had it now. This is it. Okay. I've had it. You understand? I understand. Good. Oh, you clear?
I understand.
And Harry has this look on his face like, fuck you, short little man. Like
Harry looks like he's about to cry 100%.
But he's also like seething. And like Harry has always been like happy-go-lucky, like used car dealership floaty thing. And now he's just like has the look on. He gives Vian such a nasty look at this point that I went and I put it on our social media because I was like, this was kind of an amazing glare that he gave. Oh, it was so cut fitnessy. I loved it.
And he's like, but I don't understand what I've done. He goes, oh, bro, please. I don't want to get angry at you. I've been very nice to you. And I've been very nice to this crew. And you don't want to see me angry. You don't want to see me angry. And I'm asking you now, very nicely, stop what you are doing. Stop what you are doing now. And he's like, please tell me what I'm doing. He goes, now. You stop it now, giraffe. You stop it right now.
Will you think you are
a giant? I have a rock that I can pull back and rubber band. It was in the Bible. Like, David and Goliath. Yes, I'm not afraid of you.
But you're the Goliath here. You're the boss. It's like, no, don't play those word games with me. It's like, but just tell me what happened. It's like, I'm not going to elaborate. You know exactly what you did. You know what you did. And Harry's like, I'd like you to elaborate. It's like, I'm not going to. And if I'm going to start elaborating, then people are gonna get involved. And you're going to be fucked. So I'm asking very nicely now. Stop.
And Harry's like, okay. So then Harry leaves and goes to sit off on the side of the boat. And he's like, I will walk off tomorrow. I will walk off. And so Serena comes to him. Serena, who has helped cause all this, comes to him. And is like, oh no, Harry, you're crying. I love it. Thank God. I've done something well on this boat. That's good. Nobody's going to complain about this service. Am I right? All right. Nailed it. Oh, Harry, come here, my little Harry. And he's like, oh, no. He blew up at me. And he goes, Harry, if you don't stop what you're doing. And she goes, What were you doing? I mean, I know because I told him, but go ahead. What are you doing?
I was doing nothing. I was getting changed. So I said, tell me what I'm doing. Please tell me what I'm doing. What am I doing? And he couldn't say one single thing. You know, Johnny's spoken to him, obviously. And everything I've said to Johnny tonight went straight to Vian. And the way he spoke to me and Johnny just stood there, if that's the deck team on this bit, I'm out. I'm not going to deal with these manly men. I will honestly walk off tomorrow. I will walk off tomorrow. I will walk off tomorrow because there's nothing on this boat that will stop me from walking off. There's not one single thing, not one single person, not one single beautiful person from New Jersey who's going to stop me from doing this.
I don't need to be here. I've already got everything I needed to on my resume this season. I've done a good job. I've had sex with the model.
All right. My LinkedIn is full. I could leave now.
Oh, dear. I feel like I stirred the pot and made it worse. Oh, what a travesty. You're welcome, bravo.
No, no, you did it fine. It's been brewing. It's been about time that it all came out. The fact that he doesn't say anything back to me should show you that he knows that he's in the wrong.
So then...
Oh, you're still on mute, my dear Ronnie. I see you crying over there on your side of the screen, but you're on mute, sweet thing.
Thank you. I'm so upset I muted myself during this whole thing.
I will walk this audio off the boat. I will walk the audio off.
So then Vian's still going off to Johnny. He's like, why? Why do we have such stupid people? Such stupid, tall people. And Johnny's like, I'm not going to say you are wrong. Don't lose your cool, seductive man. Do you need to seduce me? Do it. If it makes you feel better, do it. I have two butt cheeks right here waiting for you.
I have two pink nipples that you are free to touch. So Harry's like, the deckhand that I thought I could trust speaks to the boss about what I say. And now that boss is against me, so he's against me. And I do everything they ask me, and he yells at me, and he talks to me down on the radio, and now he's shouting at me in the cabin, and it's not fucking nice. It's not. Serena's like, oh, you're allowed to have your emotions. Go cry, skinny man. Cry on my shoulders.
I love man tears. I love them. It's like they're the one thing that gets me not horny on this boat. So please, just keep crying. You know, I can keep my wits about me. I do feel bad for Harry because Johnny is kind of a little fucker. Like,
yeah.
What the hell, man? Like, why are you getting involved? It's not cool. I don't like him standing behind. And I also don't like that he doesn't have the sense to see how bad Vihan is at leading. You know,
well, also
he's like, oh, Harry, because I do think Harry is causing discord and stuff like that. But then just tell Harry, don't go like gossip with the boss about it and turn the boss against Harry even more. I mean, that's a wuss move on Johnny's.
But also, like, what Johnny went and gossiped about was about what the women were saying at the table. And Harry had nothing to do with that. That was Zarina who said, like, oh, by the way, like, yeah, I'm texting with Vian on his date. And like, he was making out with me earlier. And then they all started talking about the flirtiness. And so the fact that like Johnny doesn't jump in and says Harry didn't say anything tonight at dinner about that, like, this is you shouldn't be blaming Harry. I did think that was shitty, because the thing is with Johnny too is that like so much of his persona is that he is kind of chivalrous and he is very manly, and he comes in and does for the women, like for Alicia, he does these romantic gestures and he says these things that are so kind of like I will protect you and yes, I'll be respectful, and he seems kind of like a knight in shining armor. That's his whole vibe. And yet when it really came down to it, at the moment where it mattered the most for him to actually be that way and not just talk that way, he kind of didn't do it. He kind of failed. Which is upsetting, because well, I was kind of
gross with all that stuff too, though. Like when he first walks up and he just takes Alicia by the face and he's like, and now I kiss you. She's like, yeah. Whoa, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like he's very, like, I am man, you are woman, and here's how men act. Mm-hmm. And I think he's probably a little turned off by Harry, because I think he sees Harry as kind of like a girly man, because Harry taught, you know, he's always gossiping with the girls.
Yes.
And Harry, you know, he does catch on that under the Harry, like, kind of gossip thing and starting shit kind of thing.
And he also is like,
he thinks of that as like womanly behavior. And so he looks at Johnny as like an alpha, or he looks at Vian as like kind of an alpha dude. And so he's going to like naturally side with him and be like, we are bigger than this. We are men. We don't have emotion. You need to keep it in, bro.
I don't even think he sees Vian necessarily even as an alpha, but what he does see is that he's the boss. And I think that like probably Johnny like is like, as a man, you fall in line and you do your orders and you just do the work. And so he's sort of traditional in that way. And probably Harry, because of what we already picked up on, is a little bit of a tattletale and he does hang out with the women and everything. I think Vian is kind of like, he's obviously not Vian, but Johnny is obviously like torn, right? Because he's just like, well, on the one hand, Vian's totally wrong right now, but on the other hand, my morals say like, don't step out of line. And so he's like, I'm just going to be quiet, but it's the shitty thing to do. And I think it's actually interesting because like, I find that sometimes like over the course of the season, Johnny's doing things and I do find it actually oddly like sexy. And I realize the reason why is because like some of that like traditional man stuff, it's so ingrained in us like that this is the way men should be. So it's like, wow, it's like he is so manly. And it's like, it's like, wow, Johnny's kind of sexy. And then you realize like, oh, but the flip side is that all this manliness stuff comes with a huge amount of toxicity that's not really healthy for anyone, and it unsexifies it, which is good, because we shouldn't think this is sexy, really.
Well, I mean, you know, like Johnny, I think for the most part's okay, but for the, he's just being kind of a dick right now. And then it's funny how it dovetails to what you were saying earlier about, you know, like men being the most emotional and stuff like that, because Johnny's the one who's like, no, we are professional. We don't show emotion on both. And then he's the one who ends up having a fucking meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, there's like, as much as we like to be like, ooh, we like a real man, you know, it's like, yeah, but that also comes with a whole bunch of shit too. And we forget that sometimes. So, either way, Harry is now, he's still like venting and everything. And Serena has caused such a shit show. So Johnny comes out. So Johnny's going to check in on Harry because Johnny feels bad that Harry's crying, because ultimately, while Johnny does not want to step out of line, he also does, I think on some level, realize that Harry is being like, you know, unfairly attacked here.
Well, he says at some point, like, but he's crying, you know, so he goes over and Serena's telling Harry, oh, you're just tired. You haven't had proper management. I mean, you haven't eaten properly in days. Vion's terrible. You're hungry. Vion sucks, you know? And so she's like still going hard on like how much Vion sucks, which I think is funny. Yeah. She's like, just to cement it in there, Harry, why you're upset, what you will tell the captain tomorrow, why you're quitting. Vion sucks. So Harry comes over, or Johnny comes over, and Harry's like, no, no, later, no. And he's like, I just want to stay here for a sec. And he's like, oh, well, what's the problem then? And he goes, well, Vion thinks that you speak bad, and he told me that all this bad energy from Serena and Lara, they come from stuff that you have spoken for.
And Serena's like, but Laura and I think it's personal and nothing to do with Harry, who you did say has lacks initiative. Oh no, Harry, did that make you angry?
Which she doesn't say, unfortunately, because Johnny is trying to, Johnny worms his way out of that one really easily. Mm-hmm. And I think Serena and Laura are capable of hating Vion for their own reasons.
Yeah, like, I think so.
Give me a fucking break. So Serena, they work directly with him. Here he's some underling, you know?
You were, so Serena, like, yes. Yeah, Vion was literally spraying the floor underneath the chairs like 10 minutes before people were coming out for breakfast. Like, Laura, like, she doesn't need Harry to tattle to her for her to have it, be annoyed at Vion and his lack of priorities.
Right. So Harry's like, well, why didn't you say anything in the cabin then? And Johnny says, because it is between you and him. And Serena, well, but you made it yourself when you went and like tattletailed on everything, Johnny.
Yeah, you were part of this.
So Serena says, yeah, so if it's between them, then why are you even here right now, Johnny? And Harry goes, yeah, why are you here right now if it's between me and him? What she said. She said it very well. And he goes,
because I don't like you being in tears. I don't like it.
Harry's crying just broke my heart in two. I can understand that it might be too much for him, but together we are a great team. Let's find a solution and get these things sorted out.
Harry's like, please, just give me a second, please. So Johnny leaves. It's like sad Johnny. Johnny's like, oh, I try. So now, meanwhile, the other girls have no idea that this, all this shit's
going on. They're just wasted.
Yeah, they're just dressed up like angels.
Yes, we're girls. Let's put on wings and like go around the boat and be like, we're girl angels.
So they're doing that. Johnny catches Laura up on the goss. And he's like, I tried to speak with Vion about some shit he's been doing wrong. And Harry thinks I spoke about him, which he did. And Vion just sent aggressive, went aggressive against Harry. But now Harry is crying and it breaks my heart. And now Harry blames me for him being aggressive. It is not a game I'm willing to play. So he walks off and Laura's like, well, all right. Well, I guess I've got these wings for nothing. He didn't even say you're an angel. And I mean, nothing.
Would you say, Johnny, that you have egg on your face? Because welcome to my world.
So Serena is like, all right, Harry, bedtime. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down to the bed, you sweet little boy. So she's going to take him down. Then Johnny's like, please, can I speak with you? So Harry's like, okay, sure, we can talk. And he's like, I tried to speak to Vion to fix some stuff. With Vion, though, with you, with everyone, I'm just trying to sort this out. And I'm not trying to put blame on anyone. And Serena's like, yeah, but you hear a story from him where he's perfect, but he's not respecting other departments. You know, I have Lara crying. Now I have him crying. Oh, because of Vion.
And he's like, I don't understand what set him off like that. And so both Lara and Serena are like, come on, Harry, we're leaving. Johnny's like, no, come on, we can keep speaking. And they're like, no, Johnny, he needs his beddy by. This is Harry. We're putting Harry to bed. Poor Harry. All right, good for you. I'm glad you're chill, but Harry is not chill. Come on, Harry, don't look at him. Don't look at him, Harry.
Well, I need to go upstairs also. No, go another staircase. Go, just find some of the, just drill a hole in the ceiling and find a rope and climb up that way. Don't be near him. He cannot be near you.
I love that Lara went, you go find another way upstairs. Thank you.
He's like,
go coddle Harry.
And that I felt kind of bad for Johnny at this point, because yes, Johnny did gossip with Leon, although he was kind of just saying like, you have to stop being so flirty with people. He wasn't saying like, they're all talking about you. He was basically like, you got to stop this.
Well, he did say, he was saying like, Harry does whatever he can to make you look bad. He did say that earlier, like, oh yeah, Harry's always talking bad so you can look bad.
Yeah, he did say that. So
been there too.
Yeah, and like, he should have spoken up when he had the chance to. But here, I do actually feel like he was trying to, like, I felt like he was trying to maybe to mend this in some weird way. And I felt like,
yeah, it should
have been
too.
I kind of felt like the two of them should have been able just to talk. And like, it was like for like Serena and Lara to be like, no, don't, not precious Harry. I was like, well, this is actually not helping Harry's case. And also, no. Like, let Harry decide what he's going to do, you know?
But they've got Harry right where they want him, right? Because they've both been sowing all of this stuff against Vihan too. And it's not like it's not reasonable,
yeah,
like to hate him. But they've also been sowing a lot of discord against Vihan, especially with Serena and Harry tonight. So,
and I think it's
they've got him right
too.
Where they want him. He's like furious, you know, he's upset. He's going to go threaten to quit. He's going to do all of this stuff against Vihan, which they've been trying to do. And so now they're trying to like shield him from, mm-hmm. like,
but I think it's also genuine.
Everything okay with Johnny, you know?
I think it dovetails with an agenda, but I think that they're kind of like, we see Harry as like actually a good worker who has a work ethic, who has an idea of how the boat should be run and doing the right things, and is getting shat on by this shitty guy who doesn't know how to run his department, makes all of our lives hell and blames everyone. And we're going to stand up for him because no one's standing up for Harry right now. So I think it's like, I think what you're saying is correct, but I also think that it wasn't purely with an ulterior motive. I think they actually generally feel like they needed to protect him in that moment, even though I don't think they needed to.
He's a grown man. So like two people.
We're not protected.
With him. Oh, boy,
yeah, maybe Harry. Not protected, like, but they wanted to stand like up.
Johnny's attacking Harry when he's apologizing.
I think they maybe wanted to make, maybe I should say they wanted Harry to see that there were people in his corner. So, but either way, I agree. Harry should have just like, Harry didn't need
leave
like,
Harry alone. Else. My God, he's not a baby. So, I mean, even though he's bubbling and but all that right now. So then it's 12:13. Okay. So the girls put him to bed. They're go to sleep, Harry. We believe in ourselves. We believe in you. We believe in the force. So they put him down and I give him a bottle. And then it's 12:13. And now Alicia knocks on the guy's door to go in. And
she's looking for Johnny. Because remember, she said, can I come in tonight and just cuddle with you? So she walks into this dark room. She can't see anything. We see her actually looking around and she literally says, Johnny. And for a moment I'm like, oh, this will be a silly below deck moment, right? Where it's like someone gets in the, like there'll be a mistake and it'll be ha 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 funny, but it doesn't go that way.
Yeah. So she's like, Johnny. And Vian's like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? And she goes, oh my God, Harry's in tears. He's out there in tears. And he's like, in tears? Why is Harry in tears? And so she gets into the bed with him thinking it's Johnny.
Yeah, she thinks it's Johnny.
He just goes with it. He just like throws his arm over her and starts cuddling with her.
He starts cuddling with
her. He's like, I don't know what's happening, but.
Yeah, I thought I heard a kiss sound, like a kiss on the neck sound.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Damn. Notice that he like just spoons her. He big spoons her, you know, so he just throws his arm over her like, okay, I'll just go with it because he's Vihan. So then Johnny comes in and
she sees the light
from the light in the door. She can see that it's Johnny and she's like, oh my God, Johnny, I thought that was you. So she gets out of the bed and he's like, oh my fucking gods.
She's like, Johnny, I just genuinely fucked up. I thought it was you. And he's like, it is okay. It is okay. And he starts, he leaves. And Vion's like, he's like freaking out in the hall. And now somehow the girls see this and they all start crying.
Well,
what happened?
Well, so, I mean, basically, I don't know. I don't think they start crying because of this, but Johnny is like raging now and he goes into the room and Vion, being the idiot that he is kind of like, he's like, what's going on, Johnny? Please, you have to tell me. You have to tell me. And he's like,
well, Alicia sees Bree in the hallway and she's like, oh my God, I thought that was Johnny in his bed. So I went in to cuddle and then Johnny walked in and it was actually Vion. And Bree's like, Vion in bed? We need to discuss this with somebody. And she's like, I mean, what's going on? What's going on? So, yeah, then Johnny goes back to the room.
I'm unclear whether or not Johnny believes her, but all I do know is that
it seems like he doesn't.
It seems like he doesn't believe her. I don't think he does. Like,
he's going to go cheat right in front of your face, weirdo.
Yeah. So then he's like, my ticket, I quit. And Beyonce's like, well, Johnny, what's going on? Johnny. And Lisa's telling them about what happened. He's like, please, I'm going to go. She goes, no, Johnny, please tell me what's going on. What's wrong? I'm like, this guy.
He's like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. And he starts like throwing his.
Please like, tell me what's going on.
He's like, here's a pair of socks. I put it in suitcase.
What possibly could make you angry right now? Why in the world would you ever be angry? What possibly could have made you angry at this moment?
And this is when he goes,
I just want to understand what is going on. What is happening? I just want to understand.
If I hear a little bit more talking, I will destroy this ship. So please, not talking. Please. Don't punch, talk to me.
Diane Weiss is like, amateur. Don't speak. And then don't speak.
When he looks right into the camera and almost punches the camera and then does the B. Arthur bite on his hand. He's like,
I put underwear over camera.
I need to see the next episode right away. What in the world? It is, I think it's so shitty that Vion did that. And I feel so bad for Alicia now because now I don't know if Johnny's going to believe her. Maybe he will, maybe in the morning. But like, because her response was
good riddance. Look, Johnny, I can get why Johnny would be annoyed. Okay. But obviously, she's not going to go cheat right in front of your face. And it was pitch dark in there. Mm-hmm. But also, if a guy gets that mad, you don't want that guy.
Yeah.
You don't want that guy. And I don't care if you think it's for a good reason. Like, you know, I always say, don't worry about who you're marrying, worry about who you're divorced. Like, you need to look at the worst side of somebody and say, can I be with that person? You mm-hmm. know, or like put a camera in someone's car and see what they're like in traffic and how they talk to the other cars. Because that's where you see a person's real person. I know, but you have to see the worst, you know. Maybe they yell the C word a few times.
Yeah. Like me, if someone yells out the everything. Window. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
I will say I honk my car, but I never actually scream. You have to see
what person's worst side, and that's not a good one. Johnny's is not a good one. That's scary. That's bad. That's a temper you don't want.
That's not good. I think he's going to be off the boat because I think that punching a wall like that, that is a temper and it's scary. And it's funny. You did bring up a good point. Cause I'm like, oh, I wonder if he'll ever believe her. Cause the implication is so that way they can get back together. But it's like, yeah, you're right. They should not be like,
I don't want her with him. No. That's fucking creepy. That's too much.
You know what it is? It's more like, I want her name cleared. I want her name cleared just for herself. And you know, it's not so much about them getting together. It's just like, her name will be cleared when he sees this, but I just like that sucks.
But also, who did Vion think was climbing into his bed to cuddle? Like, I love that Vion doesn't even care. He's just like, okay.
Yeah. I'll take it. I know that's what's so shitty. Like, that's the real headline here okay. is that the girl just climbs into his bed and he's professing that he's into Adair, but like a girl that, and he knows it's Alicia, by the way, he knows it. And he knows that this is the girl that Johnny is into. And Johnny even said, please don't be.
So wait, does he know it's Alicia? Because he's kind of like groggy waking up or whatever. But I guess once she gets in the bed, he
100%.
Yeah, because I guess once she starts talking and she says someone's crying or Harry's crying or whatever.
He knows it's not Adair's voice. Right. He knows it's not Bree's voice. He knows it's not Laura or Serena. So he knows.
And then outside, Bree is in the hallway sobbing. It's like, oh my God, this is intense. Whatever's going on this.
What does it mean? He's a Vion's a piece of shit, and I'm fascinated to see how this is all going to play out.
Yeah, and Johnny says, you are all so fake on this boat. It's like, oh, Johnny Blue. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next week.
Yep. So everyone, thanks for being here, and we will catch you on the next episode. Go to watchwithcrapins.com to get your tickets to our live shows. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Catherine DiBernardo has our hardo.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt. Dana C. Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
We could all learn from Jennifer Kearns.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Know your worth with Jason Kurth.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She gets an A, it's Kelly B.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
We're on the floor with Molly Dorsett.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.